Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello and welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I am your host, Stephanie, and today I'm going to be talking about how to have self-care, or what does self-care actually look like? So for myself, I would say that self-care is something that I probably, you would think that I have like really good self-care because I'm always going to the gym. I'm, you know, a nutritionist. I'm eating healthy and, you know, I do affirmations. I write in my journal. I organize. So it just seems like from the outside that I have this perfect self-care plan. And the reality is that back in probably, I guess like January, a little bit of February, honestly, probably like 6 months ago, it started right after my wedding. My self-care was in the fucking garbage, to be completely honest. I was sleeping in. I didn't want to go to the gym. I didn't want to track my food. I just really was fighting myself. Every day was a fucking struggle. And I'm not here to get sympathy or anything like that because honestly, I could care less. But from the outside, it might seem like, oh, she's doing all these things. That's great. But on the inside, I felt like I was crumbling. I really needed some sort of breakthrough and I felt so, so stuck. I remember I went to this retreat. It was for my mentorship and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I was really scared because I'm like, I spent so much money on my wedding, like, you know, having another expense, like that's, it's a lot. And I was a little bit nervous about it and I decided to go anyways because I'm like, well, what I'm doing right now is not working for me and it's really hard for me to get out of bed. Now, these, you know, this weekend I went to, we were starting in the morning at 8 a.m. and if I'm going to be completely blunt and honest, I was sleeping in every single day. So one of my biggest fears going to this retreat was everyone's going to be up before me and I'm going to sleep in or not be able to wake up for my alarm and embarrass myself. I was really, really nervous about embarrassing myself. I was so anxious about going and leaving Caleb and Paul behind and doing this solo trip on my own. I was like, oh my gosh, why did I even do this? I felt very insecure. I felt like I really didn't have a lot of confidence. And I'm telling you this because I think from the outside, a lot of people think that coaches have it together. Coaches, like, you know, everything is easy for them. They never struggle with motivation. They never struggle with any of the things that maybe you're struggling with now. Like, for instance, you don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to eat healthy. Maybe you're struggling with binge eating. Maybe you're struggling with emotional eating. Maybe you feel like every single day I want to try harder, but I keep letting myself down. You have the intention when you go to bed that it's going to be better tomorrow. I'm going to try. I'm going to get my act together. And then you just end up doing the same shit. You end up sleeping in because your bed is super comfy and then it turns into something else. And then it turns into you feeling really anxious because you're not going to get things done. You start procrastinating and that's causing more anxiety. And then because you're so anxious, you're not doing anything, you start getting depressed. At least for me, that is the story that happens, right? When I'm staying still, when I'm not doing anything and I'm just inside my head, it really just feels like all doom and gloom. I remember waking up almost every single morning and looking at Paul and saying, I don't want to go to the gym. And he's like, what is wrong with you? You always want to go to the gym. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym. And he's like, you said that yesterday. Just go to the gym. You're going to feel better. I would go to the gym and I would be done my workout and I would still feel like fucking crap. Nothing was stimulating me. I just felt like, okay, I got that done. I felt good for maybe like a minute and then the thoughts came back. And I was like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable with my body. This is the heaviest I've been in like 2 or 3 years. My skin is breaking out. I think like I had a cold sore or something like that. And I was like, oh, like this is just, everything just seems like it was just going down the shitter, right? I felt very, very overwhelmed. And then more things started happening. If you didn't know, I lost a couple of coaches in the last like couple months. And that put a reflection on me and who I am as a leader. And I recognized I wasn't showing up the way that I used to show up. And I was also trying to force myself to be this person that I was before. And the fact is I wasn't that person before. And I didn't know how to get her back. I didn't know what to do. So I went to this retreat, right? I got some distance from my problems. Now, I'm not saying that you guys always have to do this, but sometimes it can be refreshing. I got some distance from my problems. I actually shared a room with someone and we had bunk beds. I felt like a little kid. We stayed up talking and chatting and laughing. And there were so many good moments in being around people that understand the struggle of being an entrepreneur and being someone that wants to be high level, wants to be high level when it comes to their fitness, their relationships, their career. And I felt like, oh, like I feel kind of better. And then I got home and I was like on this high and I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm gonna do it. I freaking sleep in and I beat myself up and the whole cycle starts again. Nothing has changed. Yeah, I had that high, I felt a little bit better, but nothing actually changed. And I kept having days and weeks of just not feeling like I was enough. I was, you know, not doing the things that I said I was going to do, wasn't showing on lives like this, wasn't really posting content that even was speaking to anyone. I was in such a negative mindset that all I could see was me and my problems, and I couldn't really see the bigger picture. In that time, you know, I really, really contemplated on a lot of things. Like, is this the career for me? Like, am I cut out to do this? Should I just like stop bodybuilding? Like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I doing anything? Do I even care? Right? I was so, so low. And then these compounded moments of feeling low and letting myself down, instead of trying to be perfect and instead of trying to force myself up every single day, I slowly started to build my routines back. So yeah, I didn't wake up at 5 a.m. every single day like I used to. You know what? Yeah, I wasn't the happy-go-lucky and super energized all the time. But I slowly started to bring my confidence back. I started to see my husband that I just newly married. And I started to see my son and actually spend those moments. And instead of being like, oh my gosh, I suck, everything sucks, why are these things happening to me? Oh, I let myself sit down again. I started to actually see, what am I good at? What does make me feel fucking good? And do you know what makes me feel good? Freaking serving my clients. I know that sounds lame, but serving my clients. I started to be on my clients' ass way more than I had been in the last 6 months. And I was just like, it's time for a change for all of us. All of us are now gonna start getting results, okay? No more bullshit. And I started to show up as the person that I wanted to be. And I wasn't perfect. And that's why my freaking brand is imperfect. Because I wasn't being perfect. I wasn't waking up at 5 a.m. But guess what? I started loving my workouts again. I started pushing. I started tracking my workouts again. I started to actually, you know, make my food and prep it and not just go and get a rotisserie chicken. Now, I'm saying rotisserie chicken's so fucking good, especially ones from Costco. But like, I totally went on a tangent. But like, you know, I started to actually meal prep again. I started to cook again. I started to bake again. Oh man. And my family loves my baking, right? So I started baking again. I started having fun. I started having fun with my content. I started having good conversations with my clients. I was jumping on calls. I was doing these things. And slowly I got that fire back. And guess what? It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a week. It didn't happen in 2 weeks. It took me trying really hard and failing and then trying again. Okay? This is a story about resilience. And self-care is not just about you hitting the gym or you hitting your nutrition or you doing your affirmations. Self-care is doing things that you actually want to do because they make you feel good. Not because you think you have to or because people tell you to. You're doing things because that's what you love. And my form of self-care is serving. I love to help people. I love to cook for people. I love to bake for people. I love to give things to people. That's another thing. I've been giving away my freaking merch, especially for clients that are, you know, like killing it. I've been doing those things and I feel so much better about myself. I'm so much more aligned. And I know this is possible for all of you. And there are moments and seasons of our life where we might be a little bit depressy. Okay? We might be a little bit depressy. We might feel a little overwhelmed. But it is a season of life and we get past it. We push through it. We persevere. You only fail when you stop trying. And guess what? I'm never going to stop trying and I'm never going to stop doing this. I can't. Me thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't be a coach anymore. Maybe I'm not a good coach. Fuck that. I'm an amazing coach and I know that. I know my worth. Sometimes I question it. Sometimes I have self-doubt like a lot of us do. But I know who I am and you need to remind yourself of that. Don't just think about the things that you fucked up, Juan. Think about the things that you are doing well. Think about the things that do make you happy and keep going towards that. All right, guys? I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you got some really good nuggets out of this. If you did, please share with someone else and we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is @astepabovetherest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.